phone today with Reed Olson. Now, Reed, you are no stranger to stirring up the pot. You know, you're a professional chef. But it seems like you've created a little bit of backlash here with some of your comments during a Respect Minnesota. Now, I'm checking out the website. It looks like a lot of industry folks have signed this pledge, as well as several other communities in Minnesota. And so I was just I would like to hear some comment. I'm sure you've seen some of the things that people have been saying about you online.
Yeah, well, first I would say, you know, when we talk about this organization, Respect Minnesota, I would ask, who are they? Who funds them? You know, they are, there is no organization called Greater, or called Respect Minnesota. Even when we asked the presenter on Tuesday, you know, what is your entity? And the presenter said, well, we're kind of like a nonprofit, but we're not exactly a nonprofit. What they are is a project through a PR firm out of St. Paul called Velocity. She's a Velocity employee. She's not a grassroots organizer. She's a contracted PR person, contracted by Enbridge to pretend like she's a representing a nonprofit organization that is trying to build respect. But this is just a classic case of astroturfing and a corporation trying to gin up public support by pretending that they're a nonprofit. It's completely disingenuous. And that's what set, well, that's one of the things that upset me, is just the fact that they were absolutely misrepresenting themselves.
And the Beltrami County Board has kind of steered away from discussing
that's the other thing, is we have routinely decided as a board, the five of us, and we didn't pass an ordinance, it doesn't have the power of law, but we have told ourselves, we have agreed on numerous occasions. In fact, my whole time now, I'm in my fifth year on the board, we, even when Winger was on the board before Gosvick was there, and once Gosvick got on the board, so through two different, like, administrations, I guess I'll say, through two different elections, three different elections, we have always said that we will not bring Line 3 to the county board, because one, Line 3 goes around Bemidji, or goes around Beltrami County. We have not been asked by any state agency or anyone to weigh in, because it doesn't, from that perspective, affect us. Line 3, of course, affects us in other ways, but we have said, because we are so split on our support or opposition for Line 3, that there's no good reason to bring that into our chambers for discussion. We have also said that we have a process for putting things on our work agenda.
Right, the identifying work future work session topics. So that's right in the front.
Yes, so Commissioner Lukacek brought this Respect Minnesota thing to our fairly new administrator, who, you know, had, and this isn't a slight against Tom Berry, who I think is doing a fabulous job, but had KMAC still been the administrator, there's no way that would have wound up on the agenda, because she would have saw it for what it is, a Trojan horse, and it wouldn't have gotten on the agenda. But Commissioner Lukacek took advantage of our newer administrator and sent that to him, and at first glance, it looked fine, and to have nothing to do with Line 3. And, of course, they didn't send the administration the PowerPoint presentation, so they didn't know what the subject of it was. And I'll say further, we had two issues on the work agenda that were specifically about volunteering and grassroots work, the 100 Cups of Coffee, where people from our community are interviewing other people from our community to see how they feel, you know, about being, you know, feeling like they're included, like they have access to the political entities in the community. And then we had a proclamation thanking all the wonderful people in Beltrami County that have volunteered with the county to help us get through the pandemic. So from the administrator's perspective, it's like, oh, here's another local group that's talking about good stuff like respect. What's wrong with respect? You know? So he got bamboozled, and it got on the agenda, and it should not have been there. They were absolutely misrepresenting themselves. And, you know, as to the negative backlash, your words, not mine, if you look at most of the people, and most of this is on Facebook, you know, and so, you know, I saw a Pioneer article quoting commenters on a Facebook post, not disclosing who they were, where they're from. You know, the lion's share, and I'm not saying that there aren't locals, but the lion's share of people that are beating me up on Facebook or whatever live in Clearwater County or other counties. They are not Beltrami residents. And I will say, there are Beltrami residents who are critical of me on this matter, but the lion's share are not Beltrami residents. So again, even the opposition is AstroTurf, because most of the people on Facebook that are speaking against me work directly with the pipeline. So this is all just much ado about nothing that never should have come up to our agenda. It never should have been discussed. And it absolutely underscores why it is that we don't want Line 3 in our boardroom, because it needlessly sows division amongst the board and makes it harder for us to do our work in other areas, because it creates distrust, especially the way this got put on the agenda. So it is unfortunate that it was on there. And so I don't know. That's what I got to say about that.
All right, Reed. Well, I'll let you leave it at that before you get yourself in more trouble, okay?
I'm not in trouble. That, you know, my constituents support me. You know, I have gotten, you know, as far as phone calls, and maybe I shouldn't say this because now I'm just daring people to call me or whatever, which is fine. But I have gotten zero phone calls telling me that people disagreed with me. I have gotten phone calls from constituents thanking me for calling out that organization for what it is, which is Enbridge, not some grassroots shop. That is Enbridge. Respect Minnesota is Enbridge. And I'll just say the other thing. If you read that pledge, it was put together by very crafty, very cynical marketers and psychologists, because you look at it, it's like, oh, well, who can be against all of this? But if you really read it, what it's doing, it is trying to quash discussion, quash dissent, and give them an opportunity to say, see, look, everybody in northern Minnesota loves us. That's what this is. You know, and that's why I'm upset. And I will continue to be upset about, you know, foreign organizations lying their way into county board meetings to further manipulate the people. And I will never, ever apologize for being mad at our people being manipulated, you know.